Ketley Gregoire sits in her Juno living room next to her blindingly lit Christmas tree. Her nieces make chicken and a dish called salad russe, a Haitian salad made with potatoes and beets in the kitchen. She came here from Haiti in the fall of 2023 to escape widespread violence. Some of her family was already in Juno.
It's like Haiti is in war.
She's here legally under a humanitarian parole program the Biden administration began last year for Cubans, Haitians, Venezuelans, and Nicaraguans. The administration said it won't renew the program. Haiti has been deemed an unsafe place by the Department of Homeland Security because gangs have increased their hold on the country. That's left Haiti without a functioning government.
Sometimes they come in your street and kidnap people and ask for a lot of money you don't have. And then sometimes they come on your street and burn your house.
Now Gregoire serves meals at Wildflower Court, a long-term care facility that has struggled for years to find enough staffing. She's been training to work as a certified nursing assistant and will take her CNA test in January. Gregoire's parole status expires next fall, and it won't be renewed because the program is ending. She applied for temporary protected status, an immigration status that allows people fleeing dangerous home countries to live and work in the United States, and she's still waiting to hear back. But President-elect Donald Trump says he plans to heavily restrict TPS, the status that would allow her to stay.
And if we go back over there, we are at risk to be killed.
There are more than 1,000 people in Alaska who use refugee services because of danger or instability in their home countries. And like Gregoire, they work in fields Alaska often struggles to find staff. And like Gregoire, they work in fields Alaska often struggles to staff, like healthcare, childcare, and construction. Zori Opanasevich is the executive director of New Chance, a nonprofit that has helped resettle Ukrainian refugees in Alaska who are granted temporary status because of violence from the country's conflict with Russia. That program has been extended through 2026, but it's not clear if it will be again once Trump takes office. Right now, they can be here legally, but they have to keep updating their status, which is time-consuming and costly. But Opanasevich says they usually get to stay.
And every year they reapply. So they have almost stability, but it's not because every year they apply and they have to wait. And what if the president was to close it? We see it historically. It's always been renewed.
But right now, there's uncertainty about that renewal. And that's a concern for Joyanne Bloom, who coordinates refugee resettlement in Juneau. She has helped several Ukrainian and Venezuelan families resettle in the last few years.
I know they don't want to go back. There's still a war going on in Ukraine. Venezuela is still not a good country to be in. People that fled there had good reason to leave. And certainly we know Haiti is not a safe place to be.
And Bloom said she worries about how the departure of Juneau's refugee community would affect everyone else in town.
So the thought for us of them getting sent back when they're all working valuable jobs here. I mean, they're helping out in our community and they've assimilated so well.
Back in Lemon Creek, Ketley Gregoire's eyes fill with tears at the thought of moving her family back to Haiti after working hard to rebuild their lives here. She says she misses her community in Haiti, but it's too unsafe.
I never want to leave my country. And then it's because our country is very insecure. We came here like refugee, and we just want to be taking part of the community to help all we can.
Advocates like Opanasevich say that if Trump ends TPS, refugees can seek other avenues to stay in their communities, like employer-sponsored work visas or asylum. But neither are guaranteed. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.